So we just spoke with our correspondent, Ophebia, in Senegal in West Africa. If you go south along the coast, you'll find Sierra Leone. As Ophebia mentioned, that tiny country and neighbor Liberia are still recovering from a brutal civil war. Jasmine Kanick is a friend of News and Notes. She recently visited Sierra Leone. She happened to be traveling there with former Grey's Anatomy heartthrob Isaiah Washington. Now she's here to gloat about the trip. Well, really, she's here to tell us why she went, what she saw, and how Sierra Leone's people have managed to pick up the pieces. Jasmine, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So why'd you decide to go, and how'd you get this opportunity?
One day I was at work and Isaiah called me on the phone and asked me if I wanted to go, and it was as simple as that. And we were off, pretty much.
What was your mission? To just see and soak everything in, or did you go with a purpose other than that?
Well, anytime you travel to the motherland, you have to go with a purpose. Isaiah's purpose in going was to check on the school that he's building in one of Sierra Leone's rural villages, Njala Kindama. My reason for going, besides being asked by him to go and sort of document what was going on, because he knows I'm a writer and a journalist, was also just to go back home and to get back in touch with my people. And that was the most liberating experience I've ever had in my entire life. And I can't thank him enough for letting me tag along with him.
We had Isaiah Washington on a few months back to talk about how he had traced some of his ancestry to Sierra Leone. Have you ever done or wanted to do that same thing?
Absolutely. The whole way everything sort of comes together, you know, it's always like this 6 degrees of separation, is that Isaiah had his African ancestry tested 2 years ago at the Pan-African Film Festival, which I'm also a part of. And at that time, I said to myself, oh, you got to do it, you got to do it. And I've been so busy, I've never done it. Well, Isaiah said to me on the plane ride over to Sierra Leone that he had my kit and I was going to do it when I got back, and wherever I was from, that's where we were going to be going. And I'm sort of hoping that I'm from Sierra Leone because I've fallen in love with that country and the people there.
Right. Oh, don't worry. There's always going to be some families who will be willing to take you as a sister of the soul, no matter where your roots are from.
Right.
So Sierra Leone, like so many nations, is impoverished and it is struggling back from wartime. What was the spirit that you got from the people there?
That, you know, no matter what their situation is, these people are loving people, welcoming people. Everywhere we went, it was welcome home, welcome back, my sister. You know, thank you for coming. Regardless of the fact that they don't have electricity, don't have clean water, don't have enough food to eat, children. One of the things that struck me the most was the enormous number of children who are orphans because of the war, because they lost their parents in that war. And you can clearly tell when you go there that the city, the country rather, is coming back from a war. I mean, there are still burnt homes and buildings and cars and what they have that are considered to be roads. They're still there. But they're still moving along, and their spirit is loving and kind. And, you know, unlike here in America, where, you know, when things are going wrong in our life, we tend to sort of embody that in our facial expressions and how we relate to one another. I can't say I met anyone in Sierra Leone that was angry, mad, or mean.
You became a mini Oprah, impacting the lives of some children there. Tell us what happened.
One of the places that we stayed at was in Bow County, Sierra Leone. And there are a number of children out there that are orphans, again, because their parents were killed in the war. And I met quite a number of young men, handsome, young, intelligent, beautiful young men who basically had nothing. They worked around the hotel carrying Americans' luggage, you know, in hopes of getting tips and food and shelter from the hotel's owner for the evening. But all they really wanted to do, and all these kids, they will tell you, all they really want to do is go to school. Because unlike our education system, as bad as it is, it's still free. Over there, everyone has to pay to go to school, primary school, secondary school, and on up. And so a dollar, an American dollar, goes a long way in almost anywhere you go in Africa. And in Sierra Leone, you know, $100 is 295,000 leones, which basically equates to 1 year of school, of secondary school. And so I took $200 and put two orphans through school for a year. And I plan on keeping up with them and helping them, you know, finish out school.
That is totally amazing. I need to go to your blog right now. You have a blog, jasminekanik.com. And one question that comes up, you say here, there was the fallout with Isaiah and his co-star T.R. Knight, and by now you know that I defended him and continue to do so. If you have to ask why, don't.
Right.
I am the kind of person who has to ask why, even
well,
when you
we
say
friends,
don't.
So.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're a same gender loving person.
Yeah.
Why? Why?
You know what? The whole way that that went down, it doesn't really sit well with me. Yes, I am a lesbian and I'm also African American. But, you know, I take issue with the fact that there are those in the gay community and the gay leadership that feel that, you know, if they want something, then that's the way it is without conferring with anyone else. And a lot of times these are white gay folks. And I'm sorry, the issue with Isaiah transcended beyond, you know, white gays and lesbians and how they felt. It also was an African-American issue. It was also an African-American gay and lesbian issue. At the end of the day, no one really knows what was said. I didn't see a YouTube clip. No one else saw a YouTube clip. All we're going on is hearsay. I think that Isaiah put in his time. He made his amends. He apologized. He did more than I would have done, because I certainly wouldn't have done any PSAs for anyone. He did all of that, and they still turned around and fired him. And that's absolutely wrong, and it sends the wrong message.
We have about a minute left. I want to ask about his school. Very briefly, what is it, where is it, and how's it going?
The school is a primary education school. It's going to serve about 150 students in the village of Injala Kindema, which is in Bow County. It's expected to be completed in August of 2007 this year. And it's a beautiful school. The children cannot wait. I saw the school that they had before. There wasn't even enough room to put 30 kids in, and that village has 115 children. When we left, that was the count. So I'm very proud of Isaiah, and he has definitely inspired me to do more humanitarian work at home in Africa.
All right. Well, I expect you'll be back, and you'll come back with more stories. Jasmine.
Thank you.
Jasmine Kanik is an author, activist, commentator, and travel blogger. You can read about her trip to Sierra Leone with Isaiah Washington at our blog, News and Views. Just click on the link at the top of our page, npr.org/newsandnotes.